I'm joined now, live on our newsline, by Carla Howell, and she is promoting no more state sales tax, or no more, excuse me, state income tax here in Massachusetts. That is question one on the ballot. And I have a question. The budget is $28.2 billion. But there's actually $47.3 billion that's spent. Can you tell us where that money came from and where it goes?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
As you point out, $28.2 billion is only part of the total spending, the total budget for the Massachusetts state government. There's another $12 billion that is labeled as so-called non-budgeted spending, and another $7 billion combined for two other areas of spending, one called expendable trust and one called capital outlays. Now, the sources of that revenue, where it comes from, is not known to me. We are still trying to find this out. One of the problems is that these so-called off-budget areas of spending are not widely published nor published in a lot of detail. You can go online and see the actual numbers, but to understand all the details of where that money comes from and how it's spent is still a mystery to us despite quite a bit of research.
Now, Carla, I wanted to ask you, let's assume that voters say, yes, we're going to eliminate the state income tax. Where would that money come from? I mean, would they have to raise the sales tax? Would they have to increase property taxes? In other words, would we be robbing Peter to pay Paul or no?
Where that money comes from is cutting government waste. We've heard story after story from the Big Dig costing us 50 times what it was promised way back in the 80s, from bodybuilders on disability to double-dipping pensions to police detail, the Quinn bill. The list of very obvious areas of waste goes on and on. The legislature and the governor are starting to make gestures to suggest they're cutting some of these obvious areas of waste, but even in those areas, they're hardly scratching the surface. And these areas that have gotten wide publicity are just the tip of the garbage heap, if you will. When we open the books, when the legislature shows us where our tax money is being spent, it will be obvious that there is much more than $12 billion out of the $47 billion they're currently spending that is wasteful and can be spent with no harm whatsoever to the taxpayers of Massachusetts. There may be harm to the gravy trains of the special interests, but not to the taxpayers.
The question is, if their money is cut, will they reduce the right things, or will they come back to the cities and towns and say, sorry, we have no money for you?
The legislature should be asked what they're going to cut, but what they should be really asked is, why aren't you cutting the money right now? Why should a ballot initiative be necessary to remove the 41% waste that most voters believe is in the state budget? We're talking about $20 billion that should be cut regardless of this ballot initiative. That's where the focus should be. They should be opening up the books to show us that. And it's just, any other claim is simply not credible, especially because they won't open the books and show us where all that money's going.
Do you think this is going to pass? And if it does pass, could the legislature turn around and say, well, you may have passed, but we're not going to do it?
If this passes, it is a binding referendum, as Senate President Therese Murray has said. People need to understand it's a binding referendum, which it is, and that's a good thing. We will set back Beacon Hill politicians $12 billion in their annual spending, a 27% cut. Now, legislators are always looking for ways to raise taxes. They've been doing it for years. They do it every year, and they'll probably continue to do it until we replace them with new legislators, which is something we also should be paying a lot of attention to. But the good news is that when we end the income tax, we will set them back $12 billion from their current spending habits, and we will put an average of $3,700 into the hands of 3,400,000 taxpayers in the state of Massachusetts.
Carla Howell, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we'll be chatting with you again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Okay, again, that is Carla Howell, the president of the Center for Small Government.